Here in Boston this week, the defense made its case in the Boston Marathon bombings trial, but lawyers spent very little time actually defending Johar Tsarnaev. They had already admitted he did it at the start of the trial. Instead, they focused on presenting evidence that suggests that Tsarnaev was just following the lead of his older brother, Tamerlan. That's been a recurrent theme in this trial. Philip Martin is on the story for our partners here at WGBH News. He says the defense team is not going for an all-out win.
All the defense needs is one person, one juror, to say, I don't believe that this man should be sentenced to death. I think he should serve life in prison. And with the grisly testimony that we've heard, no doubt many jurors will not be convinced that he was led by his brother. But the point is to find one juror among the 12 who will say, I think this is a convincing case and this man deserves life in prison for what he did, but what he did does not amount to the death penalty.
Let's step off to the side from the Johar Tsarnaev trial for a moment, Philip. He had some friends at school at UMass Dartmouth, just south of Boston. They're facing charges for their own roles in the bombing, from obstruction of justice to conspiracy. They apparently did not play any role in the bombing, but is there any role that they could play in the trial of Johar Tsarnaev as it moves into the sentencing phase?
Well, Marco, we're talking about two Kazakh nationals. One is Diyas Karabayev, and the other is Azamat Tazayakov, two friends of Tsarnaev, and another friend, Robel Filippos, who lived in Cambridge and went to high school with Tsarnaev. Now, they were all convicted last year removing incriminating evidence or lying to investigators. There was speculation at the beginning of this trial that they might play a role, that they might be called upon by the government to testify against their friend in a sort of quid pro quo. And that quid pro quo would have amounted to reduced sentences. I think reporters have been surprised that that has not happened. So at this point, I'm not sure what role they could play in terms of this particular trial, suggesting that the government is confident of its case.
Well, I was going to say, the government believes so strongly that they have a case against Johar Tsarnaev that they want him on death row, that they don't need to make any deals with his friends. That seems pretty extraordinary.
But they made a deal with one of his friends, and that friend is Stefan Silva. Stefan Silva was the owner of a Ruger 9mm pistol. That pistol, the government contends, was used to shoot and kill MIT police officer Sean Collier. And he went on the stand. He could barely look at his friend, and his friend could barely look at him. I guess for all intents and purposes, we should say former friends. Mm. And he was facing a major drug charge that could have resulted in 40 years in prison. And he basically, for his testimony, he essentially will be given, possibly be given 5 years instead of 40 years. And he essentially testified that this was the gun, and this is the man who borrowed the gun from me, and this was the gun that was used to kill Officer Sean Collier. But the defense says that gun, that shooting, was by Tamerlan Tsarnaev, though the gun, in fact, was indeed borrowed from Stefan Silva. That they concede.
Summation by both sides starts Monday, correct?
That's right. It starts on Monday. Closing argument. You can expect the government will take the jury and will take the city of Boston and the nation back to Boylston Street. And they will show bombs exploding. They will talk about the deaths that resulted. They will once again remind the jury that three lives were taken that day on Boylston Street. 260 people lost limbs or sight or hearing. And the defense will remind the jurors what they've heard in this case, that yes, this indeed took place. It was a horrific act. But it was a horrific act caused, perpetuated, premeditated, planned by Tamerlan Tsarnaev, not by Johar Tsarnaev.
Philip Martin, who's been covering the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev here for WGBH News. Thanks very much, Philip.
Thank you, Marco.